Scripture tells us in Isaiah 55, verse 8, "For my thoughts are not your thoughts, neither are your ways my ways, declares the Lord." Never has this been more evident than when God revealed to the world his plan to provide a way of salvation for all mankind. The promise of the coming Savior runs through Scripture like a scarlet ribbon. It begins with the entrance of sin into the world God had created when God told the serpent of the promised seed. From Genesis 3:15, "And I will put enmity between you and the woman, and your offspring and hers. He will crush your head, and you will strike his heel." Some 300 predictions and promises were made in reference to the birth of the coming Messiah. From Isaiah 7, verse 14, "Therefore the Lord himself will give you a sign. The virgin will be with child and will give birth to a son, and you will call him Emmanuel." In Isaiah 9, verse 6, "For unto us a child is born, unto us a son is given, and the government will be upon his shoulders, and he will be called Wonderful, Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, Prince of Peace." Down through the years, these predictions and promises continue to come. Promises of the Messiah who will bring salvation to all the world.
Words.
Yes, these promises came to pass.
From the Gospel of Luke, chapter 2. In those days, Caesar Augustus issued a decree that a census should be taken of the entire Roman world. This was the first census that took place while Quirinius was governor of Syria, and everyone went to his own town to register. So, Joseph also went up from the town of Nazareth in Galilee to Judea, to Bethlehem, the town of David, because he belonged to the house and line of David. He went there to register with Mary, who was pledged to be married to him and was expecting a child. While they were there, the time came for the baby to be born, and she gave birth to her firstborn son and wrapped him in swaddling cloths and laid him in a manger, because there was no room for them in the inn. And there were shepherds in the same country, living out in the fields, keeping watch over their flocks by night. And behold, an angel of the Lord stood before them, and the glory of the Lord shone around them, and they were greatly afraid. Then the angel said to them, "Do not be afraid, for behold, I bring you good tidings of great joy that will be for all people. For there is born to you this day in the city of David a Savior, who is Christ the Lord. And this will be a sign to you. You will find a baby wrapped in swaddling cloths, lying in the manger." And suddenly there was with the angel a multitude of the heavenly host, praising God and saying, "Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace, goodwill toward men." So it was, when the angels had gone away from them into heaven, that the shepherds said to one another, "Let us go to Bethlehem and see this thing that has come to pass, which the Lord has made known to us." So they hurried off and found Mary and Joseph and the baby who was lying in the manger. Now, when they had seen him, they made widely known the saying which was told to them about this child. And all who heard it marveled at those things that were told to them by the shepherds. But Mary kept all these things and pondered them in her heart. Then the shepherds returned, glorifying and praising God for all the things they had heard and seen, as it was told them. A crowded inn, a lowly stable, a sleeping city, a virgin birth. A brightly shining star, shepherds watching over their flocks, a heavenly host of angels, gifts of the Magi. The promised Messiah has come.
Have you heard?
Heaven,
that's falling on me, son.
Christ the life and joy to all it brings. Bringing life eternal, that is why we sing. You ought to know, yeah. You ought to know.
The Lord of glory, Jesus Christ, became the babe in Bethlehem. God has given us the greatest gift there ever was to all the world, the gift of eternal life in the person of his Son, Jesus Christ. God sent his Son into the world as a baby in a manger to become the sacrifice for all people of all ages and to be the atonement for our sins. He is God's hope for the world, the source of salvation for all people. He is the Savior, Christ, and Lord. Every Christmas, we are reminded that Jesus was born to a virgin and placed in a manger in the city of Bethlehem. Our Bethlehem experience truly begins when Jesus is born into our hearts. When we hear the very same words heard so long ago, "Fear not, for unto you is born this day a Savior who is Christ the Lord." Then our call and purpose in life becomes a call to fulfill his design for our lives. We are to worship him and to praise him for all he has done as Creator and Savior of the world. Don't you just know that Mary wondered what this child, this Christ child, would bring to the world? Of course she knew he was going to be something special. But was she really aware of all the signs and wonders he would perform while on earth? Was she aware of the miracles just by speaking? Did she really know that this perfect little lamb was actually God himself?
Oh, God, be there.
God. How do we honor Emmanuel for all he has done and all that he is? How can we show him our love? Isn't that, after all, our purpose for life on this earth? To worship, honor, and praise our Lord in all we do?
On the hay, the greatest love we've ever known was born on Christmas Day. The wise men came to honor him, with humble hearts they said, I was made to worship you. Songs of praise to you, to worship you, I was made, I was made. 2,000 years a story unfolds, the little boy has saved our souls. When we were lost, a Savior came, Jesus Christ is born. We join the heavenly host above to sing this song of praise. I was made to worship you with all my heart. I was made to sing these songs of praise. To you, to worship you, I was made to be willing, I was made to be giving all that I am, to be lifting up your name. I was made to worship you with all my heart. I was made to sing these songs of praise to you, to worship you. I was made to worship you. Songs of praise to you, to worship you, I was made. To worship you, I was made. To worship.
If, in fact, we were put on this earth to worship and praise the very God who created us, wouldn't that make sense? And wouldn't it make even more sense to share our Creator with as many people as possible in our short time on earth? And wouldn't it even be better if we did it with the same great excitement day in and day out? Have you ever felt God smile on you as you gave Him the very best of yourself and all that you do and all that you are? Whatever God has purposed in His heart for you to do, whatever you do to serve and honor the King of Kings and Lord of Lords, make it your very best for Him.
Come, they told me, pa-rum-pa-bum-pa, our newborn king to see, pa-rum-pa-bum-pa. Our finest gifts we bring, pa-rum-pa-bum-pa, to set before the king, pa-rum-pa-bum-pa, rum-pa-bum-pa. Rum-pa-bum-pa. So to honor Him, pa-rum-pa-bum-pa, when we come. Little baby, pa-rum-pa-bum-pa, I am a poor boy too, pa-rum-pa-bum-pa. I have no gift to bring, pa-rum-pa-bum-pa, that's fit to give a king, pa-rum-pa-bum-pa, rum-pa-bum-pa, rum-pa-bum-pa. Shall I play for you, pa-rum-pa-bum-pa, on my drum?
I'll play for you.
ox and lamb get time for rum-pa-bum-bum. I play my drum for him.
Joseph and the baby, a lowly manger, awaiting earth, lonely shepherds in the field, the sudden glory of a heavenly host of angels, a blazing star, gifts of the Magi, Jesus Christ, creator, giver of eternal life, has come into our world. And Ecclesiastes 3, verse 11. He has made everything beautiful in its time. He has also set eternity in the hearts of men. We are made to worship God, to enjoy Him forever, to have a loving relationship with Him, to live a God-centered life, and to share His glory with everyone. We were not present at the miracle birth of the Christ child, but praise God, we have been given, and we can experience the presence of Jesus Christ in our hearts and lives.
Thank you.
the baby boy born to a virgin and gently laid in a manger in Bethlehem was sent into the world for a special purpose. He was sent by God to be Savior of the world. Today, as we return our thoughts to Bethlehem, where the Christ child lay in a lonely manger, we must remember that we are looking upon a child on whose shoulders would rest the sins of the world. Jesus came gently into the world, where only a few found him under the star. No party pronouncement or festive manifesto proclaiming his coming, just quiet humbleness and an assured promise of his love for us.
Love comes gently.
We are looking at a Savior, our King of Kings and Lord of Lords. And through all that has come to pass, from Genesis to our present day, the story of Jesus resonates within our hearts and minds. We thank God today for His Son, Jesus Christ, who was born in a manger, who lived among men for our example, and was crucified and buried for our transgressions. But because of His resurrection, He lives today for us to glorify and worship Him forever and ever.
Together to love each other this Christmas, that war would cease and God would dwell inside every heart of man to wish each other well. For this reason Christ came to earth, behold the joy in His birth. He brings freedom, Savior Christ the King. For God so came to us one night that we might salvation. And now to nations we proclaim the blessed name of Jesus. He brings freedom.
Friends, it's what we do with Christ that truly matters. It's a matter of what each of us chooses to do with the one who created us and transforms us from broken sinners to people of life, living for a purpose greater than ourselves. Showing others what true life is when Jesus Christ is in it. In Matthew 28, Jesus told his followers, "All power is given unto me in heaven and earth. Go ye therefore and teach everyone, baptizing them in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost. Teaching them to observe his commandments, and he will always be there for us." Our job, go tell it.
Over silent flocks by night, behold, throughout the heavens has shone a holy light. Shepherds feared and trembled, the glow above the earth, they rang out a heavenly choir, the hail the Savior's birth. Tell it on the mountain, over the hills, everywhere. Go tell it on the mountain. On the mountain that Jesus Christ is born. Tell the word this prince must mourn. Spread the word Jesus is born. A shining light to lead the way in a manger born this day. Tell it on the mountain that Jesus Christ is born. Spread the word this Christmas morn. Spread the word Jesus is born. Shine a light to lead the way in a manger born this day. Tell it on the mountain that Jesus Christ is born. Tell it. Go tell it. Spread the good news. Oh, go and tell it. He's the Savior. Spread the good news. This Christmas morn, spread the word Jesus is born.
Go and tell it.
Tell it. He's the Savior. Tell it on the mountain. Tell the good news. He's the Savior. Go tell. Tell it. Tell it. Spread the news, it's Christmas morn. Spread the word, Jesus is born. Tell it on the mountain, Jesus Christ is. Tell it on the mountain, He's born.
Appreciate y'all so much, and you know, I was thinking about all these songs and the story that it tells from the very beginning to the very end, and you think about it, and in the PowerPoint display, it started out during the very first portion during the music about how man fell in the Garden of Eden, but then if you look, you see through the songs and through the pictures, you see the gospel story unfolding even in the Old Testament with the ark. Noah's Ark is a picture of salvation. And you saw it with Moses. Remember when Moses was in the basket and Jesus was in a manger? Moses was a deliverer that was sent and to deliver Egypt. Jesus was a deliverer that was sent to deliver you and I. And then we see the covenant that he made with the rainbow after the flood, that he would never again destroy men with a flood. So what is he doing today? The Bible says that when the enemy comes in like a flood, that God will lift up a standard against him. And he has lifted up his son Jesus on the cross so that we can have salvation, peace in our heart, no longer a fear of death, and that we can live for all of eternity with Jesus Christ. Isn't that wonderful? That's what we have. So let's go to the Lord in prayer. And I want to encourage you, I know our time is limited, but I want to encourage you that if you wanted to join the church this morning or want to join the church this morning, or perhaps God has spoke to your heart and that today is the day of salvation, we're going to pray. And after that, please see Brother Sean Wilson or come see me, and then we'd be glad to talk with you and to pray with you. And then we'll find a time either next Sunday or in the second service that you can come forward if you feel like you need to make that happen today, because we don't want to hinder that if that's what God's doing in your heart. Let's go to the Lord in prayer. Heavenly Father, we love you so much. And God, what a blessing that this world has a Savior. There is a Savior for every human being on this planet right now, where peace can be made in their heart and they can be reconciled to God through Jesus Christ. And you may be in here this morning and perhaps God spoke to your heart and you're feeling a wooing of the Holy Spirit or a conviction. You can say, Lord Jesus, I believe. I believe that everything that we just sang. I believe the awesome narration that we just heard. And I believe today that you are the Savior of the world. And I quit running from you. And I stop and I allow you to take the title deed of my life. You can have me, Lord. I give you my whole heart. I quit living my way and I come to live your way. And Lord Jesus, I'll worship you all the rest of my life. Here on earth and into eternity. Thank you, Lord. Come into my heart. Forgive me of all my sins. I turn to you by faith. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen. And if you prayed that and the Holy Spirit's working in your heart and convicting you of your sin, then the Bible says those who call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. That's a promise in Scripture. Thank y'all so much. Give the choir a big hand. Thank you, Kevin. Appreciate you.
Thank you for coming. You're dismissed, except for the choir, real quick.